Bakersfield Lady Lions. And we are getting ready for this one. Number five will jump it up for Bakersfield. That is Keely Stevens. The senior, she'll jump it up against the Lady Bobcat senior, Avery Bowers. Folks, we are ready to go with Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Game number one on what I think is going to be an outstanding season of girls basketball. Three-man officiating crew, ball is up and the tip controlled by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis brings it in the front court, swings it left side to Riley Joe Sorrell. Sorrell to the three-point line, swings it over to Hillis. Hillis, top of the key, swings down right side to Regal. She'll fire a three-pointer. It's up, no good. Rebound taken by Stevens for Bakersfield. And who jumps in her, she also takes the ball up the floor, feeds it over to the left side. Now out into the middle, high pass taken by Luna. Kicks it back over the other side to Cotter, into the corner. That is Green taking it down the baseline, and she dribbled out of bounds. So Bakersfield with a turnover. Thayer Lady Bobcats coming the other way. 30 seconds into this one. No score here at Bakersfield. Riley Davis brings the ball into the front court. Lady Bobcats, nice crossover dribble, loses the defense. They swing it around the horn to Regal in the corner. Out to Sorrell for three at the top of the key. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Green down with another rebound for Bakersfield. Lady Lions will take their time, bring up the floor. They bounce it to the right side. That is Luna. Luna gives off to Green. She fires it up. It's no good. Rebound down to Bakersfield. We get a whistle, and a held ball will be called. And the possession arrow points to the Bakersfield Lady Lions. They'll inbound down to the left side of the glass. That is Luna. Brings it way out front for Cotter. Cotter trying to shake the defense of Hillis. Doesn't get it done. And they're going to give a hold on Hillis. Wow. So Hillis called for the hold, first foul of the game. And it'll be an inbound play for Bakersfield down to the right side of the glass this time. Luna looking to trigger it in. She does in the corner to Cotter. Cotter brings it back out top. Takes it in the lane. Gives to Green. Green down to the baseline. Little running one-hander. No good. Bowers down the rebound. Here come the Lady Bobcats wanting to run a little bit. Davis up the right side. Pulls up to the three-point line. Well, they got two on her. Here's to Bowers for three out of the corner. That's no good. Rebound to Sorrell. Sorrell to Davis. She'll fire it up, and bingo, Riley Davis. First point of the night comes from the three-point line, of course, and that three-point shot. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Bakersfield the other way in a hurry. Green dishes it down inside. Nice play. Stevens to Green, who hit the layup. First 2 points of the night to Carly Green for Bakersfield. Thayer working it back out on top, swinging it right side for Avery Bowers. Bowers, ooh, dangerous pass cross court. Taken in by Hillis. Hillis will give it to Sorrell on the left side wing. Back out to Davis, open for three. That one's up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Sadie Davidson for Bakersfield. She'll give it up to Luna. Luna, nice crossover dribble, and another to shake the defense coming across the half court line. Gives the ball up to Davidson in the right corner. Back outside to Luna. She'll take it to the right side of the free throw lane and give it up. I'll throw it back outside. This is Stevens. Stevens going left side now to Cotter. Cotter back in the lane to Stevens down the right side of the lane. Count it and one. That's just good for Kaylee Stevens, and a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Did they get Hillis on that one? I think they did. That'll be number two early on Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Two fouls on Hillis here in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. And going to the free throw line, Keely Stevens for Bakersfield, trying to give them a two-point lead. Shot is up, and it's good. Keely Stevens, good player. She got three early. Thayer pushing up the floor, got the ball down the left corner, now outside to Bowers. Bowers over to Regal, right side to Davis in the corner. Stevens jumps out on her. Davis taking it to the hole, now tries to pass it off, and she's going to get fouled on the drive, and I think the Lady Bobcats are going to be successful. That's what's got to happen. Foul is against number 11, Sadie Davidson for Bakersfield. Will be her first team foul on the Bakersfield Lady Lions. And going to the free throw line, Riley Davis has hit the only bucket so far for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It was from 19 feet 9 inches, and she hits the free throw. And first substitution of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Checking in number 22, that is Bailey Logue. Logue is in. Hillis has to go to the bench with two early fouls in this game. Logue, who just came to Thayer School this year. Bailey Logue is a junior in the game. Second free throw for Davis is good. Riley's got five. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are tied with Bakersfield. It is 5-5. Thayer now a little 2-2-1 zone pressure. Stevens gives the ball up to Cotter. Cotter, who almost traveled, got to Stevens, middle of the floor. Bakersfield on the break. Nice ball movement and the bucket for number 11, Sadie Davidson. That one extra pass, and Bakersfield back on top, 7-5 with 5 minutes to go. Here's Davis in the lane, kicks it out to Sorrell in the corner for three. That one rattles off the rim. Rebound taken by the Bakersfield Lady Lions. They give it up to Luna. Luna racing up the left sideline. Davis on her. She'll pull up now across the timeline, give it over for Cotter. I would like to know if there's ever been a Bakersfield basketball team that didn't have a player named Cotter on it. And she gives it up now to Stevens. Stevens right back to Cotter. Kelsey Cotter leading the cross court. Now give into the lane. Nice shot is up. No good. Rebound to Bowers for Thayer, her second of the night. Thayer with a chance to tie the game. Take the lead with a long one here. 4:17 to go first quarter. Ball out top to Bowers. Wings it over to Logue, and she traveled. It wasn't a good pass. It got tipped by the defense, and trying to bring it in, Logue traveled with the basketball. The Lady Bobcats will turn it over with 4:11 to go in the first quarter, down by two. Bakersfield, Stevens. Ooh, pass at midcourt is tipped, but brought down by the Lady Lions, and a pass in the middle, stolen by Bowers. Bowers, long lead out to Davis. Davis and Sarr on the 2-on-3. Davis going to a hole. We got a whistle and a foul. They're going to call it on the floor against number 21, I believe, would be Carly Green. Thayer inbound under the bucket. Going to have to hurry. Got to Davis at the free throw line, or excuse me, Bowers at the free throw line. Her shot is up and no good. And here comes Bakersfield, and they throw it away in the backcourt. That's a good defensive play by Riley Davis. She got in the passing lane, and the pass went awry. So Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound it here in the corner, right in front of our broadcast location. We're practically in the game here at Bakersfield. Riley Joe looking inbound, got it to Davis. Davis sets the offense, looking for a screen, got one. Now fires a long three, and it's good. Second three-pointer of the night. And Davis has scored all eight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who now lead it 8-7. Thayer again with that full-court pressure. Bakersfield breaks it. Got the ball down low. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Green. Green gives it now to Cotter at the left wing. Throws it far side, back outside. Three-point shot up and good for Carly Green. Green hits the first three of the night for Bakersfield. They're back up down by two. And Coach Denny Young wants a timeout. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down two, 10-8. Take a timeout brought to you by Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance in West Plains. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
We're back at Bakersfield in Ozark County as Thayer Lady Bobcats, their season opener, down two with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Bakersfield, by the way, has made a substitution. Number 20 has checked into the game. Aubrey Luna. No, that's not right. Who has checked in? She's already in. Number 31 has checked in, Madison Melvin. So Melvin is in. Thayer with the basketball out of timeout, got to Riley Joe Sorrell. Sorrell feeds it down the left corner to Kinsley Regal. Or excuse me, yeah, Kinsley Regal. Back out front it goes to Davis. Thayer trying to get something set to get somebody the basketball and an opportunity to score. Ball out front to Regal. Deep three is on the way. It's up off the rim. No good. Another rebound to Bakersfield. That one was controlled by number 11, Sadie Davis at Bakersfield. Races up the floor. Got the ball out front. Now on the left side to Stevens. She fakes the three. Now a long pass inside is up. No good. Rebound to Regal for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Oh, and she threw it away. Number 31, Melvin with a shot. That's no good. Davis brings it down for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Long pass to Bowers. Bowers to the bucket for two. Avery Bowers got behind the defense. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have tied this game at 10 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. A lot of exciting action here at Bakersfield High School, and a good crowd gathering here. You can see a lot of good folks in green down there making the trip. Here's a long shot for Bakersfield out of corner. Number 20, that is Aubrey Luna, hits a three. That's the second made three-pointer of the night for Bakersfield. By the way, the three for Luna, or excuse me, for Davis. She's hit two of them. And she shoots another off the screen. That one is up and no good. And Stevens with another rebound. Bakersfield bringing it up against pressure by the Lady Bobcats. Nice crossover dribble by Cotter. Get into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Stevens gives a fake. Driving the baseline. Gets inside the defense. Her shot hit the bottom of the rim. No good. And we're going to get a held ball on the rebound. Yeah, that's the correct call. And down 13-10, it's going to go to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Caden Hillis getting back in the game now as Loeb will check out. So Thayer back to the starters here with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Trailing by three, 13-10. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got to get some rebounds on the offensive end. They're not getting anything down here. Bakersfield's dominating on the defensive boards. Hillis. His ball up to Sorrell. Sorrell brings it back outside to Davis. Ooh, a dangerous pass. Right over the shoulder of number 20, Luna. Davis trying to penetrate. Gets stopped by the double team. Now backs up, trying to penetrate again. Dumps it down to Bowers, who's there for the bucket. There you go. When your best player can penetrate and dish, it makes a big difference. And with under a minute to go now in the first quarter, 13-12, Thayer down one. Melvin with it for Bakersfield. Has it stolen by Hillis. And then she just reached out and shoves her to the floor. And Melvin's going to be called for a foul. It'll be a non-shooting foul, just the second team foul here in the first quarter. And boy, Hillis just picked her pocket. And I think Coach Denny Young wants to know, how is that not intentional? Because she just reached out and shoved her in the back with two hands and knocked her down. Should be an intentional foul. And they should be shooting free throws. But they're not going to. Wow. All right, Thayer on the inbound, bringing it into backcourt to Riley Davis with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by one, looking to take the lead before the quarter break, and the Lady Bobcats throw it away. But it was off the hands of the defense. Stevens got out there in the passing lane and deflected. I thought then Bowers might have touched it, but she didn't. Thayer will inbound it. Riley Joe Sorrell triggered in on the sideline, brings it way out front to Regal. Down to 30 seconds to play now in the quarter. Here's a pass down to Bowers in the corner. Bowers gets hammered, and that's the ball knocked away, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Bakersfield. Thayer will inbound with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. This time on the baseline down near the corner. Sorrell looking inside, and will lob it in to Davis. Or excuse me, Hillis. Hillis has got it outside looking to penetrate. Now gives to Davis. Davis going down in the corner to Regal. Down to 18 seconds to play. Here's Hillis looking to penetrate. Out to Bowers. 17-footers up. Off the rim. No good. Bakersfield with a rebound. Stevens got another one. Davis jumps out on her. Bakersfield rushing up the court. 6 seconds as they get into the front court. Here's a give. Shot is up. No good with two. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter play. A score 13-12. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail Bakersfield by one. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
We're back at Bakersfield, Ecom Sports Network. Proud to be bringing you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball here on a Thursday night in the Ozarks. Thayer Lady Bobcats in the season opener. And down by one as we head to the second quarter. It'll be Bakersfield Lady Lions with the basketball. Thayer with the starters out there. Only been one substitution so far for Thayer. One for Bakersfield as Melvin got an opportunity to play, and now she is checked back out. Both teams with the starters on the floor. Bakersfield with it. Long shot by Stevens. It's good! Number five, Keely Stevens. Puts Bakersfield up by four. Thayer with the ball. Bowers will shoot the three from the top. It rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound to Thayer. Got it back out to Ringel. To Bowers down the right side. Trying to dump it inside. And the ball goes off the hands of Riley Davis and out of bounds. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats, I'm sure during that break, Coach Denny Young said, girls, we've got to rebound the ball. That time, Hillis got the rebound. Playing in amongst the Bakersfield Lady Lions. A little bit of backcourt pressure. Bakersfield gets it across the timeline. Feeds it down to Stevens. Stevens back outside to Cotter. Cotter swings it to the right side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Avery Bowers for Thayer. Avery up to Davis. Davis cross court to Hillis. Hillis driving the baseline. Gets inside. Kicks it back out to Davis. Davis rolls around the rim. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Unless she gets fouled on the play, she'll go to the line and shoot two. And Riley Davis, if you remember from a year ago, she is basically automatic at the free throw line. Fouls on number 11. Looks like Sadie Davidson will be her second in the early going of the game. They are down four. These free throws are going to make a big difference. And that one is up and good for Riley Davis. Davis now with 9 points in the game. She's hit 2 3-pointers. And has hit 3 free throws, 3 for 3. Substitution now for Bakersfield. Number 23 will check in the game. That is Guffey, Abby Guffey, in for Bakersfield. Second free throw, no good for Davis. I'll mark that on the score sheet. That's a rare event right there. Now we're going to get a timeout call by Bakersfield. Coach Landau wants to talk to his Lady Lions. They lead it by 3, 16-13 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. This timeout is powered by Andrew Eckman, Shelter Insurance. The West Plains, back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
Well, been a good ball game so far. We've got 7 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer's down three. Bakersfield with the ball. Coming out of a timeout, and Coach Lansdowne for Bakersfield. He saw the adjustments Thayer had made and went to talk to his Lady Lions about it. They'll have the ball here with, again, 7:02 to go in the first half. Stevens off the inbound, brings the ball into the front court for Bakersfield. Goes to the right side. They like to run it from that left side. Go down now in the corner for Guffey. Guffey gives it up to Melvin. Melvin back outside to Stevens. Long shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound, volleyed around. Controlled by Thayer. Hillis got it. Caden working up the floor. Got it to Bowers. Bowers has trouble with a handle. Finally gets it back in the corner. And then has the ball poked away. But it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball as it hit out of bounds. So you go in a corner against Bakersfield, they're going to double team the ball. Thayer inbounds it to Davis. Davis leads the Lady Bobcats with 9 points, 9 of their 13. Somebody else got to score some points. There he goes to Davis on the baseline. Avery brings it back out to Hillis. Now Davis on top. Coach Denny Young shouting instructions to his team. Hillis with it on the right side wing. Gives to Davis, cutting down the lane. Off to Bowers, 12-footer. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken by Bakersfield. That is Melvin. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on number 22. That is for the Lady Bobcats. That is Bailey Logue, who has checked back into the ballgame. First foul of the night on Bailey. Non-shooting foul. Bakersfield will inbound it here. Thayer back to the 2-2-1 zone press. Bakersfield. Oh, stolen by Davis. She goes to the layup and scores. Number 23, Guffey, tried to go over the top of Davis, who's about 3 inches taller. Oh, and almost stole it again. Here's a give to Stevens. Stevens being hounded in the backcourt. Bakersfield got to hurry. Oh, they're going to get a foul call here on the Lady Bobcats. It was either Davis or Bowers, and looks like it was Bowers going to be called for the foul. Avery Bowers called for her first. And Bakersfield again will inbound it. Got it in the backcourt for Guffey. Guffey crosses the timeline, feeds it to the right side to Melvin. Now to Stevens in the right corner. Outside the three-point line. Doesn't take the shot. Oh, and they try to go right back to her, and she had vacated the corner. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball down by one with 5:43 to go in the first quarter. Or first half, I'm sorry. If we were at 16-15, 2.5 minutes into the game, it'd be we're not. 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Davis with the ball for Thayer, working against the defense. Gives it to Logue, and we're going to get a timeout call. Coach Denny Young wants to talk to his troops. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains. We'll be back to Bakersfield in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And we're back to Bakersfield on the Ecom Sports Network, bringing you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Lady Bobcats coming out of a timeout here. Coach Denny Young surveying the situation, didn't like what he saw offensively on that trip down the floor, so Thayer will inbound it here near midcourt. Bringing it into the backcourt to Riley Davis. Riley brings across the timeline, swings over to Regal on the left side wing. Regal to Avery Bowers, top of the key, now to Hillis. Hillis looking in the lane, nobody open. Now swinging around to Bowers on the left side. Bowers trying to go back to Davis. Ball is tipped and stolen. Oh, she was out of bounds. Almost a great play there by Guffey, but when she came down with the ball, she was standing on the sideline. So Thayer gets it back, dodged the bullet there. Bakersfield was going to score an easy bucket. Thayer struggling to get the ball to the hole, struggling to find anybody to score. Here's Davis trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off by a double team. Gives out to Logue for three. Shot is no good. A rebound taken by Bakersfield. So Thayer has settled a few times on shooting the three. Here's a give over for Bakersfield. Three-point shot is up and good for Guffey. Guffey with her first three-pointer of the night for Bakersfield. The Lady Lions are back up by four. Matches their biggest lead of the night. Thayer with the ball. Regal on the right wing. Gives it in the corner for Avery Bowers. Bowers almost had it taken away. Gets it back. And goes to the high post for Hillis. Hillis down the lane. Puts it up no, but she's fouled on the drive. And will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 31, I believe it was, Melvin, which would be her second in the game. And a non-shooting foul. We're going to call it before the shot. Fair inbounds out front to Hillis. Hillis moves off the screen. Going to the rack. Her shot is blocked. And then Hillis picked up the loose ball and was standing on the baseline. And she was right in front of us here. You can see it. Now Thayer making a substitution as Bailey Logue will check out. Riley Josaro back in. Thayer back to the starters on the floor with 4:25 to go in the first half. Lady Bobcats down four. Bakersfield with it. Guffey brings it up out of the backcourt. Brings it over on the left side for Green. Green in the corner to Stevens. Steps into another three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Shot is blocked by Regal. Thayer with a loose ball. Here comes Hillis. It's a 2-on-1 to Riley Josaro. She misses the layup. And a scramble for the rebound. We've got a held ball called. And it'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Beautiful defensive play down there by Regal. Got up and blocked that shot right under the bucket. And Thayer couldn't complete the 2-on-1. Bakersfield did get back on defense and caused a lot of trouble on that shot. Thayer inbounds the ball. They'll swing it around to Regal for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out. Oh, it was on the floor. Nobody went after it until Bakersfield. Luna got it. She drives down the floor and shoots the left-hand layup, and it's good. Aubrey Luna now with five for Bakersfield. Bakersfield up by six, 21-15. Thayer having trouble scoring the basketball. Only 3 points in this quarter here. Davis going in the lane. Throws it up with the left hand. It's good. Riley Davis now with 13 in the game. 13 of the 17 for Thayer. Only other player to score, Avery Bowers, with two buckets. Somebody's got to put the ball in the hole. They get the ball into the lane for Melvin. Melvin shoots the eight-footer and scores. Doesn't matter who coach Lansdowne puts in there, they're scoring. They've got two of their starters on the bench right now and extending the lead, 23-17. Davis. Now to Bowers. Bowers in the corner to Regal. Regal steps away from the defense. Underhands it to Davis. Davis back over to Regal. Regal now to Bowers in the corner. She'll fire the three ball. It's up no good. Rebound controlled by Riley Josaro. Kick it back outside to Davis for three. It's off the rim. Rebound is taken by Guffey. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, that's Melvin. Melvin will get it out to Stevens. Keeley Stevens with the basketball. Gives it up now to Guffey. Guffey goes into the lane for Davidson. And we're going to get a whistle. She tried to drive the left side. Or excuse me, that was number 21, Green, driving the left side. And a foul is going to be called on the Lady Bobcats. Number 11, Riley Josaro, called for the foul. Now Bakersfield with a substitution. Number 23, Guffey, comes out of the game. She hit a three while she was in there. Gave him some good minutes. Here's the inbound play for Bakersfield in the lane. They kick it back outside. Now trying to drive the baseline, and the ball's taken away by the defense. There's a scramble. We've got four players in a pile on the court, and the officials call a held ball. It'll belong to the Bakersfield Lady Lions with 2:30 to go in the first half. 23-17, Bakersfield with the ball up by six. They lob it out front for a three-point shot, and it's good by Melvin. Melvin with a three-pointer. Bakersfield up now, biggest lead of the night, 25-17. They lead it by eight. Ball goes to Hillis for Thayer. Hillis driving in the lane, couldn't find the way to the bucket. Brings it back out on the dribble. Gets it back, shoots a three. That one's off the back rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Bakersfield. And we're getting a whistle and a foul called, I believe, on the Lady Lions. Officials are looking for who he's going to call it on. 31. I heard him say it. That is Melvin, and that's number three on Melvin. Came on the rebound. And, well, that'll hurt the Bakersfield Lady Lions. She's going to check out of the game, I believe. And they will get somebody else in there. But she had come off the bench and scored five, including a three just a moment ago. Now number 11, Sadie Davidson, checks back in for the Lady Lions. Well, Fair will inbound the ball on the sideline. Actually, they're going to go to the baseline. Riley Davis will be the trigger. 2:08 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half. Thayer down by eight with the basketball, and they threw it away. Davis tried to go to Hillis, thought Hillis was going to come to the corner, and she actually went toward the basket, and Davis threw it behind her and out of bounds. And that's some of that first game stuff. First game jitters, maybe, but just not getting out there and playing. You can play and practice all you want. That's not like playing in a game. Bakersfield with the ball. They swing it down the right corner. Got it back outside to Luna. Luna gets it around to Davis. And the ball stolen by Davis. Davis, a one-on-one, takes it to the hole, lays it up with the left hand. No good. Thayer had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. Number two had it. That's the Dubois. Just the Dubois. Couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Dubois in for the Lady Bobcats, by the way. Just checked in on that last foul. In for Hillis. Bakersfield with the ball, an 8-point lead, minute and a half to go in the first half. Lady Lions swinging around the Stevens in the corner. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. Now to the right side, and in the corner it goes. 3-point shot is up, off the rim, no good. Bakersfield had the rebound. Now Davis pulls it down, feeds it out to Hillis, and behind the defense, all the way to the bucket for two. First 2 points of the game for Caden Hillis. A minute 13 to go in the first half. They are down now by six. Bakersfield breaks the press with Davidson to Stevens. One dribble. Feeds it left side to Cotter. Her shot is up. No good. Inside position for Bakersfield on the rebound, but ball tipped away by Hillis and out of bounds. It'll be Bakersfield ball. And now Regal checks in. Dubois will check out for Thayer. 1 minute to play in the first half. Thayer down by six. Bakersfield got into Stevens for three. It's off the rim. Long rebound. Comes down to Green. Green back to Stevens. Stevens dribbles in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Luna. She fired the three. That's no good. Regal with a rebound. Gets tied up. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 47 seconds to go. Now number 23, that is Guffey, back in the ballgame. Also number 24, Williams, checking in for Bakersfield. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a chance to get 2 points, maybe 3 points closer here before the end of the half. They go in a corner to Hillis for three, a high arching shot, no good. Rebound to Bowers. Bowers in traffic, trying to feed it cross court, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by the defense. Good defense play there by number 10, Kelsey Cotter. They will inbound with 34 ticks remaining in the first half. Riley Josaro brings it in to Riley Davis, has to go run it down at midcourt. Davis hadn't had a chance to score in a while. Gives the ball up now to Hillis. Hillis looking inside, throws it up high for Avery Bowers, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. She couldn't bring it in. Good idea, but couldn't complete the pass. And with 23 seconds to go in the first half, Bakersfield with the ball. You heard Coach Lance down. He says, one shot. Bakersfield up six with the ball. Number 21, Green, going into the lane, kicked out to Stevens, puts it on the floor down the right side, back out in the corner. Three-point ball is good. I didn't see you hit that. I'm going to give it to Stevens. I think she was there. Stevens with the three, and there's a shot to stay at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 28-19. Bakersfield with the lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats at the intermission. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
All in the style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
And we're back on the State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report. Thayer Lady Cats are down by 9 at the intermission. 28-19 is our score. And I think it's been kind of a typical opening game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And they're playing a team that has already played one game this year and an impressive win. Bakersfield beat Mansfield last week before the break. So they've got that confidence. And they've already played a game and played in game situations. So for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, you know, it's just been a struggle in the first half trying to get into any kind of rhythm. And I'm not going to take anything away from this Bakersfield defense because it is really good. They've got athletes all over the floor. They have not let Riley Davis penetrate. They've not let Caden Hillis even get her game started here tonight. And, of course, after 4 years of playing against Hillis, they were well aware of what Caden wants to do with the basketball. And they decided it wasn't going to happen against them in that first half. So we'll see what adjustments both coaches make here at the intermission. Again, Thayer down by 9, 28-19. It was a close game in the first quarter. Thayer was down by 1, but Bakersfield outscored them 15-7 in the second quarter and have taken the lead here at the half. I will take another break. We'll be back with more of your State Farm Scott Cecil Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Welcome back to Bakersfield on the Ecom Sports Network. I'm Red Bull Mike Crace, and Fair Lady Bobcat basketball for you tonight to kick off the Lady Bobcat season. They trail by 9 at the half, 28-19. Let's take a look at our scoring. First up for the Bakersfield Lady Lions, they're led by Keely Stevens. She has 12 points in the game, and she has hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers. 2 points for Sadie Davidson, 5 for Aubrey Luna, 5 for Carly Green, 5 for Melvin coming off the bench, and a 3 for Guffey. So good balanced scoring for Bakersfield up and down the lineup. 8 points off the bench, by the way, for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. For the Fair Lady Bobcats, only 3 players have scored in the first half. 13 for Riley Davis, 2 for Caden Hillis, and 4 for Avery Bowers. Nobody else scored in the game, and if you're going to win games, got to get more folks in that scoring the basketball. And that's been the problem for the Fair Lady Bobcats tonight. Bakersfield has just not let them get done what they need to do to put the ball in the hole. I want to say thanks to some more of your Fair Lady Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, the Sunset Salon in Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Take another time out. We'll be back with more of your State Farm Fair Lady Bobcat Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. 2 different dealerships, 2 different websites, 1 low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Now back at Bakersfield, about 5 minutes left in our halftime here. Of course, our halftime report brought to you by Scott Cecil of State Farm Insurance in Thayer. All right, next up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be a trip down south. We'll go down to Batesville. Monday is the Lady Bobcats play in the first round of the Lyon College High School Tournament. They will take on what I'm hearing is a really good Batesville Southside team. That'll be at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Now, Thayer Bobcat, by the way, the Thayer Lady Bobcats are the number four seed in that tournament. Thayer Bobcat boys go into the Lyon College High School Tournament as the number one seed, and they will not play until Thursday. As the one seed, they got a bye in the first round, and they will play the winner of the Southside Greer's Ferry game on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Of course, tomorrow night, the Thayer Bobcat boys open their season over at the Thayer High School gym as they take on the Mansfield Lions. Boy, what a way to open your season with a perennial powerhouse in the state of Missouri in high school basketball, the Mansfield Lions. And, yes, we'll have that game for you here on the Ecom Sports Network. All right, again, Thayer Lady Bobcats trail 28-19 at the half, down by nine, and they just got to find a way to put the ball in the hole. You know, nobody in any foul trouble. Caden Hillis has two in the first half. Bowers has got one. Sorrell's got one. And that's it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. For Bakersfield, they do have a little bit of trouble. Sadie Davidson with two. That's not serious. But Madison Melvin, who came off the bench and scored 5 points for them and did a nice job rebounding the ball because she's a big girl, looks to be about 6 foot tall, she has three in the first half. So she may not be much of a factor headed into the second half of this game, especially initially. All right, again, we're just about a minute and a half away from the second half. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
And back at Bakersfield, the Ecom Sports Network, proud of bringing you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight. Lady Bobcats have got some work to do, down by nine here at the intermission. We're getting ready to get the second half started. We would assume both coaches will go with the same lineups to start the second half that started the game. That would be Davis, Hillis, Bowers, Sorrell, and Regal for Coach Denny Young's Lady Bobcats. And for Coach Lansdowne and his Lady Lions, it'll be Stevens, Cotter, Davidson, Luna, and Green. And looking out on the floor, that looks to be exactly how both teams will get this second half going. And it'll be Bakersfield ball, so they got a chance to go up double digits here to start the second half. 9-point lead they have now is their biggest of the game. They bring ball into the front court. A steal by Hillis. Hillis got in the passing lane, drives down and scores the layup. Second time she's done that tonight. Caden Hillis now with 4 points in the game. Good way for the Lady Bobcats to start. Bakersfield will break the Lady Bobcat full-court press. Got the ball down inside, then they throw it away. Carly Green had it down to the block. Regal did a nice job to get in her face. She tried to kick it down in the corner, and the ball was taken away. So Thayer down by seven now with the ball. Lady Bobcats come out. Look like a little renewed energy here. They'll swing it left side to Regal. Regal bounces it down inside to Hillis. Hillis back out to Regal. Regal works it to the right side to Bowers. Bowers outside the lane. Throws it back out on top to Hillis. Now to Sorrell. Sorrell back to Hillis. Right side to Regal, who had a little trouble hanging on to the pass. Got it back. Steps through the defense and, yep, travel with the basketball. Picked up that pivot foot. So Kinsley Regal travel with the basketball with 7:14 to go in the third quarter. Thayer back to within seven, but a turnover. Been pretty limited on turnovers tonight for opening night of the basketball season. Here's Lady Lions find a hole at the top of the key, and number 20 drains a three-pointer. Aubrey Luna, her second three-pointer of the night. She's now got 8 points in the game. Thayer going the other way. Hillis got down inside, had a shot, no good, and he's going to be called for a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be, yeah, number 15, Caden Hillis, trying to get the rebound after the missed shot. And that's number three on Caden. And immediately, Coach Denny Young will get Caden out of the ballgame. Number two checking in, that is Jessa Dubois, a freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So the freshman, opportunity to play here in a tight game on opening night. Bakersfield with the ball. They'll swing it to the right side and now down into the corner. Back outside to Stevens. Pass deflected but picked up by Bakersfield. Lady Lions, good job working around the perimeter. Now they stick it inside to Stevens. Fakes one way, takes a step, shoots, no good. Rebound is to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Oh, and then off the leg of Kinsley Regal and out of bounds. It'll be Bakersfield ball. Thayer wanting to make a substitution here. Bailey Logue checking into the ball game, and Riley Sorrell checks out and limping a little bit. Like she may have twisted an ankle. So she's out. Two subs in for Thayer. Bakersfield working to Stevens off the left side. Three-point shot is good. Keely Stevens now with 15 to lead all scorers in the game. And it's back to a 34-21 lead for Bakersfield. Here's a shot for Thayer. No good off the wing by Bowers. Rebound to Stevens. Stevens gives up to Connor. She races up the floor. Now swings it down to the baseline. Picked up there. Back outside. Connor lets it fly. A three-pointer. Good! Kelsey Connor with her first three-pointer of the night. That makes it a 16-point Bakersfield lead. 37-21. Thayer with it. Here's a long shot from the perimeter. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Bakersfield down on the baseline. That was Aubrey Luna, went and got the loose ball. Got to Stevens. Stevens to Davidson, cutting down the lane. Rises up a shot, partially blocked by Hillis. And then they've got a hell ball on the rebound, and it will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats, I believe. Now Dubois will check out of the game. Hillis is back in there playing with those three fouls, but down by 16, Coach Denny Young, really no choice but to get Hillis back in the game. Here come the Lady Bobcats, down 16 with 5.5 to play in the third. Hillis, got it. And three-point shot is good off the left side. Caden Hillis lights one up from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare. And now a steal by Thayer. Davis has got it inside, powers it up, gets fouled. Shot wouldn't go. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 10. Kelsey Cotter will be her first. And Riley Davis will go to the free throw line. And we'll shoot two for Thayer, trying to add to her 13 points she had in the first half. 13 of the Lady Bobcats, 24. This one is up. First one's good. Hillis now 4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. The only Lady Bobcat to shoot free throws. By the way, Bakersfield has not been to the line at all in this entire game. Second free throw for Davis is good. She's got 15 in the game. Bakersfield inbounds against the pressure. Got the ball to Stevens. Stevens. Hounded in the backcourt. Bakersfield going to have to hurry now. They got it across the timeline for Luna. Luna open for three. Fires away. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Bakersfield ball. Yeah. Regal and Bowers were both there, but they tipped it instead of somebody grabbing it. And it goes to Bakersfield. Bakersfield up by 11 with the ball. Running the inbound play. Going to have to hurry. Oh, they got it in under the bucket. Shot is good and a foul. Be the first free throw shot of the night for Bakersfield. Number 21, Carly Green, gets the bucket and was fouled by Kinsley Regal. That'll be the first foul of the night on Regal. And puts Bakersfield back up by 13, trying to make it a 14-point game here with 5:04 to go in the third quarter. Shot is up and no good. Bowers with rebound for Thayer. Got it out to Davis. Riley pushes up the right side of the floor. Can't find a shot. I mean, the defense has been in her pocket all night long. Here's a nice pass down inside to Bowers. The ball is deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 4:52 to go. Who's going to inbound it? Riley Davis will trigger it in, brings it out for Hillis. Hillis, close to where she just hit that three, now gives it up to Loeb. She'll shoot a three. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken by Bakersfield. Bakersfield trying to add to a 13-point lead. Got the number 20, Luna, into the lane. Dumps it down inside to Davidson. Davidson kicks it back outside. Now cross court to Cotter. Cotter pulls up, 12-footer, up over the front of the rim and in. Hit the front of the rim and bounced over for Cotter. Thayer running the floor the other way, got it to the baseline. Hillis driving inside, going to get fouled on the baseline drive. A non-shooting foul, I believe it's going to be on number 11. That is 21. 21, Carly Green calls the foul, my bad. And number 11, or was it 11? So she's coming out of the game. Okay. Anyway, number 11 comes out. Bakersfield make a substitution. Thayer inbounds to Regal for three. It misses badly. Didn't catch the rim, and the rebound comes off to Bakersfield. Here comes the Lady Lions. Cotter got up the floor to Stevens, wide open for a three. Couldn't knock it down, and the rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. Avery looking to get rid of it, does to Davis. 4 minutes to go. Thayer down 15 with the ball. We're in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Regal pushes it inside, shot is up, no good, but a foul going to be called on the shot. And that's going to put Logue at the free throw line for the Lady Bobcats. You'll see fouls on number 10, that is Kelsey Cotter. That officially will be her second of the game. And Bailey Logue, number 22, going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Looking for her first point as a Bobcat, and it's good. Bailey Logue hits the free throw. Now number 23 back in the game for Bakersfield. Abby Guffey is number 10. Cotter checks out. Second free throw for Bailey Logue. The junior is up, and it's good. So Logue hits them both, gets on the scoreboard. Fourth Lady Bobcat to score. Now she goes out of the game as Thayer will. Who'd they bring in? Riley Joe Sorrell back in there. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Bakersfield taking their time, working it up, and finally got it across the timeline. Number 31 with a travel, no call. And now a steal by Thayer. Avery Bowers with a nice play. To Bowers, to Hillis on the left side. Floats to the bucket and scores. Caden Hillis now with 9 points in the game. She has scored 7 in the third quarter. Thayer almost another steal. Bakersfield breaks the press. Oh, and the shot is no good for Carly Green. Long pass up to Bowers. Bowers couldn't hang on. Now gets it back. Leads it out to Sorrell. Around the horn to Hillis. Going to the bucket again on the left side. Up and under. It's good. Hillis has caught fire in this third quarter. And it's back to a 9-point game. Thayer trailing 41-32. And Coach Lansdowne wants a timeout for Bakersfield. This timeout brought to you by Andrew Eckman, Shelter Insurance of West Plains. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
They're back at Bakersfield where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have been on a run. They were down by 16 for a while. They're back to within 9 now. 41-32, Bakersfield with the lead. But Caden Hillis has caught fire in this third quarter. Caden has scored 11 points in the game, 9 of them in this third quarter. Matter of fact, she may have scored. Well, no, Bailey Lowe get those two free throws. But other than that, Hillis, with the exception of a couple of free throws by Davis, Hillis, the only Lady Bobcat to score in this period. And she's been taking the ball to the basket, going to the rack. And, of course, that's how she's made her living, so to speak, playing Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball for 3 years. She's going to have to do it in this fourth year as well. So 3:16 to go in the third. Thayer back to within 9. They pull off the full court pressure now. Bakersfield will bring the ball up the floor. Right now it is Hillis Davis, Bowers, Regal, and Sorrell in the game for Thayer. Bakersfield bringing it up, number 23 with it. That is Guffey. Guffey off the bench with a three-pointer in the first half. Has not scored in the second. There's a pass to the top. Almost stolen. Not picked up by Melvin. Melvin swings it around. Shot is up. An air ball, no good. And a rebound down to Bakersfield. There's a travel. Ball going to be off the hands of Bakersfield out of bounds. Stevens tied up down under the bucket. Couldn't get rid of it. Fell down and lost it out of bounds. So Thayer with the ball down by 9. Davis will give it to Hillis. Hillis with the left-hand dribble around the wing. Got down in the corner. Davis. Davis inside for Hillis. Now over to Regal. Regal up with a shot. Wouldn't fall for it. And the rebound comes out long. And Guffey's got it. She feeds it over to a teammate. That is Luna. Luna almost lost it. Now got it back. And Thayer seems to be taking a physical toll here. Davis stealing it from Stevens. Davis will drive for the layup. It's good. Riley Davis with 17 in the game. Her first field goal of the third quarter. Now Thayer again with a full court press off the made basket. Bakersfield got it to the middle of the floor. Number 21 Green with it out there. Gets tied up, gives it up to Stevens. Keeley Stevens. Boy, she's a good player. All over the floor. Gives the ball up for Guffey. Guffey has it taken away by Hillis. Hillis to Davis for the layup. It's good. And a foul. She'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Riley Davis with 19. A minute 53 to go. And Thayer back to within 7. No, they're back to within 5 with that bucket. And it could be a four-point game after she shoots this free throw. 41-36. Now a couple substitutions for Bakersfield. As Melvin and number 21, Carly Green, check out. Check the numbers, see who went in. But first, Davis at the free throw line. And no good. Bounces in and out. But there's a rebound to Thayer. Return shot is no good by Hillis. Bakersfield with a rebound. And here's the ball tipped and going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer's really turned up the defense here. Matter of fact, they've held Bakersfield to 13 points in this quarter, while Thayer has scored 27. Wow. Bakersfield with the ball, got up across the timeline to Stevens. Stevens down to the corner. Thayer double teams are there. She gets rid of it to number 11, Davison. Steal by Hillis. Hillis driving the floor, spins in the lane, goes up with a shot, blocked, but a foul. Only going to call a held ball. Wow. They call the held ball, and possession belongs to the Bakersfield Lady Lions with a minute 27 to go in the third. 5-point game here, 41-36. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 16 at one point and made a run. Oh, almost another steal in the backcourt. Bakersfield got the Guffey across the timeline. Now to Stevens. Stevens driving down to the baseline and it's going to get fouled by Riley Davis. Davis going to be called for the push. That'll be foul number 1 on the Lady Bobcats sophomore. Bakersfield will inbound it with a minute 15 to go in the third. Game that looked like Bakersfield was getting ready to run away and hide from the Lady Bobcats, but Thayer, with great defensive pressure here in the last half of the third quarter, it really made it tough. And here's a foul going to be called on Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 11 in the lane took the pass, Sadie Davidson. And spinning toward the basket, gets fouled by number 21, Regal. Kinsley called for her second of the night. That'll be a two-shot foul for number 21, Carly Green. First one is up and good. Isn't that the number? Yeah, 21, Carly Green. Free throw is good. She's got 8 points now. 11? Oh, it was 11. My bad. Sadie Davidson. 3 points now for Davidson in the ball game as she hit that one and puts another one up. This one is good. So Davidson, the junior, 4 points in the ball game. Back up to a 7-point lead for Bakersfield, 43-36. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. A minute 4 to go in the third. Ball goes to Davis on the baseline. 3-point shot out of the corner. Good. She nailed it. Riley Davis now with 22 in the game as she nails a 3 from the corner. That 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the defense for Thayer creates another turnover as number 10 Kelsey Cotter caught the ball and traveled with it. So Thayer down by 4 with the ball. Pass comes to Regal at the top of the key. She backs it out. Trying to get it now to Davis, and she's going to get fouled. Foul's going to be on Bakersfield number 20, Aubrey Luna. be a non-shooting foul. Or no, will they shoot? Nope, they must be over the limit. I can't see the big scoreboard from where I'm at, but must have put them over the limit. Yep, they're into the bonus. So shooting two free throws will be Kinsley Regal, and the Lady Bobcats will shoot free throws on any foul here in the final 48 seconds of the third quarter. First one is up for Regal, and it's good. Regal with her first point of the night, first point of the season. Our 23, Guffey, back in the game for Bakersfield. Number 20, Luna, checked out. Regal trying to make it a two-point game, misses the shot, and the rebound off to Bakersfield. Still, Fair Lady Bobcat pressure. Oh, almost got a steal. Bakersfield breaking up across the timeline here with 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Got to Stevens. Stevens gets it back outside. Three-point shot is up and good for number 10, Kelsey Cotter. Cotter with a three for Bakersfield. They're back up six. Fair with it in the corner. Allie Sorrell feeds it cross court to Regal for three. Bingo! That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Fair with a steal. Hillis to the bucket and scores. No, it was Davis. It was Davis with the bucket off the steal. 24 now for Davis, and Thayer back within one. 7 seconds to go. Bakersfield with it in the backcourt. Got across the timeline. 3 seconds. Regal with a steal. Got it out, and there's the buzzer to end the third quarter. Our score, Bakersfield 46, Thayer 45. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
And we're back at Bakersfield. Get ready for the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by one as we head to the fourth quarter, and it'll be Thayer basketball to open the period. Lady Bobcats outscored Bakersfield 26-14 in that third quarter to get back in this game. They were down for a while by 16 points. Thayer with it here. Chance takes the lead for the first time in the game. Regal with it out on top. Feeds around to Riley Sorrell. Sorrell gives it up, and we got a whistle. We're going to get a foul call. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Caden Hillis trying to set a screen. Must have been moving. Hillis called for the foul, and I've got Caden for 4 in the game. And immediately, Coach Jenny Young gets up and brings her out. Bailey Logue, the junior, will check in. Bakersfield in the backcourt, working against the Lady Bobcat zone. Got the Stevens. Stevens got it up the floor. In the lane. Shot is up and good. Number 24, that is Lily Williams. First 2 points of the night. Bakersfield back up by 3. Thayer with the ball. Riley Davis, who has scored 24 in the game for Thayer. He's there right side to Bowers in the corner. Bowers flips it out on top to Sorrell. Sorrell around on the left side to Logue. Logue dumping inside to Bowers. Shoots and scores. Avery Bowers now with 6 points in the game. Thayer back within one with 7 minutes and change to go. Right side Bakersfield wide open. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound Bakersfield. Back up again, no good. And rebound to Riley Davis. Riley running the floor, weaves through traffic as she crosses the big bear head in the middle of the court and trying to feed it down inside. Two Thayer Lady Bobcats went after it. Neither one of them could bring it in. So Thayer playing a little bit in too big a hurry right there. Threw it away. Another turnover for the Lady Bobcats, which have been few and far between tonight. 6:55 to play in the game. Bakersfield by one with the ball. Number 20 handles out front. Aubrey Looney. Luna feeds off now to Williams. Williams back out to Luna. Luna around to Stevens. That's who they want handling the ball out there. Good, smart player. Good ball handler. Good passer. Here's the pass inside to Davidson. Davidson has her pass deflected, but picked up by Stevens. who goes down in a heap after their shot was no good. Thayer's got it with a 5-on-4 opportunity. And Davis just goes around. Everybody shoots the layup. They're going to wave off the bucket and call a foul on number 20, Aubrey Luna, which will be her second of the night. And Stevens went down in a heap after she shot that shot, and she's going to come out of the game. She comes over to Coach Lansdowne and says, I'm all right. They do make a substitution. Number 10, check back in for Bakersfield. Thayer off the inbound. Shot is up. No good. Hit the top of the basket and then up on the support. So Thayer had a chance. By the way, number 5 is checked in for the Lady Bobcats. That is Haley Gorham. So Gorham into the game here. Play a little defense. Hillis on the bench in foul trouble with 4. And we're going to get a timeout call by Bakersfield. They were having trouble breaking a full court press. 6:15 to go in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail Bakersfield by 1. We're back in 30 seconds. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. 2 different dealerships, 2 different websites, 1 low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
Well, we're down to 6:15 to play in our ball game. 48-47, Bakersfield with a 1-point lead and the ball. They were having trouble against this Lady Bobcat press. And Coach Lansdowne called a timeout. This time they break it. Got the ball up to number 20. That is Luna. Luna pulls up on the wing, feeds it back out top to Cotter. Cotter swings it over to Davidson. Sadie Davidson to the elbow. Her pass is deflected, now stolen by Davis. Davis got it out to Sorrell. Riley Joe going to the bucket, misses a layup. And a rebound controlled by Bakersfield. We're going to get a foul going the other way. That'll be on Logue, number 22, Bailey Logue. Going to be called for her second foul of the night. Well, Lady Bobcats had an opportunity to take the lead. And I think Thayer got out to the early 3-0 lead. And then Bakersfield took the lead 4-3 and have never trailed after that in this game. So Thayer, within 1, down to 5:49 to go in the game. Hillis is back in there for Thayer, number 15, playing with 4 fouls, the senior. Lady Bobcats, matter of fact, with the starters on the floor right now, 5:38 to go in the game. Bakersfield working around the perimeter, that Lady Bobcat zone defense. And there goes in the lane, got it down low to Stevens. Stevens forces a shot, no good, and the rebound taken by Regal. And then she gets tied up, and the hell ball will belong to the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Regal doing a good job on the boards that time. Bakersfield going to stack it here in the corner along the baseline on the inbound play. Lady Bobcats on the defensive side. Bakersfield trying to get it in. Going to have to hurry now. Going to have to hurry. Oh, that's almost a 5-second call. They got it in. Got it right back to Davidson. Davidson, a little baby hook shot. No good. Rebound, Sorrell for Thayer. Give it to Davis. Lady Bobcats with a chance to regain the lead here. Have not led since it was 3-0. Here's Hillis out of the corner for 3. It's no good. Rebound on the baseline off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Bakersfield basketball with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the game. Bakersfield inbound. Davis, the only defender back in the backcourt, but she made him work for it. And finally, they get to Stevens across the timeline. Stevens will back it out. Swings it to the top of the key for Cotter. Fires a 3 ball. It's good! Kelsey Cotter, no hesitation whatsoever. She's now got 11 points in the game. Second Bakersfield Lady Lion in double figures. And with 4:50 to go in the game, Bakersfield back up 4. Thayer very patient offensively here. Worked the ball down in the left corner for Davis. Davis out to Regal, top of the key. Regal to Bowers. Now to Hillis in the right corner. Caden watching everybody passing through the lane. Nobody open. Feeds it out top now to Regal. Regal back to Hillis. She'll fire the 3. That one's off the side of the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Bakersfield. Keely Stevens with the rebound for the Lady Lions. They have a 4-point lead and the ball down to 4:20 to go in the game. Thayer back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Bakersfield worked it to Stevens on the left side. thought about the shot. Instead gives it up out front. Now passed over to Davidson. Now back to Stevens. Stevens in the lane. Little 10-footer off the front of the rim. No good. And a foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Riley Davis. Davis called for her second unofficially of the night. I thought it was all ball. Looked like it from here. 4 minutes to go. To the free throw line is Keely Stevens. Has hit one free throw in the game. Part of her 15-point night. And the free throw is up and good. 16 now for Stevens. She leads Bakersfield. Cotter's got 11. Green and Luna have each scored 8. Another one. Trying to add to the lead. That's good. The senior. Stevens makes it a 6-point lead now for Bakersfield. Thayer hasn't scored much in this fourth quarter. Here's a shot out of the corner. Off the back rim, no good. Just wouldn't fall for Avery Bowers out of the corner. Thayer may have taken that shot a little early. Down to 3:40 to go in the game. Bakersfield with the ball. Gillis almost with a steal at midcourt to the scramble after the loose ball. And we're going to get a held ball, which will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer got to get the offense going back in the direction of Riley Davis. If you're going to shoot the ball from beyond the three-point line, that's who needs to shoot it. They are down 6 with 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Davis off the inbound. Bring it across the timeline. Take this to the right side. Now to Hillis on top. Now left side to Regal. Regal back out to Hillis. Hillis back to Regal. Left side in the corner for 3. That one's off the rim. And Bakersfield there with a rebound. They had nobody in the paint for that rebound. I mean, nobody at all. Boy, the crowd's really getting big now. Folks are starting to arrive for the boys' game, which will be right after this game. It'll be Bakersfield against Gainesville. Here's a shot for Bakersfield up and no good. Lady Lions with the rebound. Another follow, no good. And Avery Bowers comes down with it. Got it out to Davis. Davis gets tripped, loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. Now Bakersfield almost threw it away. But they gather it in. Number 20 with it is Aubrey Luna. Luna slowing it down now. 2:47 to play in the game. Bakersfield a 6-point lead in the ball. You know, if you're Thayer, you got to be thinking about fouling somebody. Maybe not quite this early. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball out front. Bakersfield. Now double team. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called. It's going to be a push on Riley Davis. Davis tried to get a body into Cotter out there and forced a turnover and Sid gets called for a foul. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 2:30 to play in the game. Thayer trails Bakersfield by 6. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. This timeout,
bro. Most intimidating. I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to Bakersfield after the timeout. 53-47, Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Bakersfield Lady Lions by 6 here in the season opener. Coach Denny Young called that timeout, wanted to talk about what his girls need to do on the defensive end. It's going to be the Lady Lions with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Then we're down to 2.5 minutes exactly to play in this game. Thayer Lady Bobcats pick up by the other players have picked up in the second half, but it was a first half where the Lady Bobcats really struggled to get the ball in the hole. Got a little better in the third quarter as they outscored Bakersfield 26-14. Bakersfield back to a 6-point lead after Thayer cut it to 1. Lady Lions, they talked about what they want to do to control the ball and the clock here. Of course, we're in Missouri, no shot clock, at least not yet. There is, but it's for tournaments only and only if the tournament wants to have one. Stevens with it for Bakersfield out front. Works it back out to Luna. Luna, Stevens, and Davidson taking care of the ball for Bakersfield. Davidson's got it now on the right wing. Feeds it back out to Luna. Now to Cotter. Cotter spins away from the defense. Baird's going to have to start thinking about taking some chances here before long. And it's Riley Joe Sorrow going to be called for a foul. As number 10, Kelsey Cotter, caught the ball. And we foul number 2 on Riley Joe. And it'll put number 10, Kelsey Cotter, at the free throw line for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Cotter has scored 11, one of their two players in double figures, and has not hit a free throw. She misses that one. Well, still a 6-point game. She can make it a 7-point advantage here. We're down to a minute 47 to play. Now Kinsley Regal comes to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Got to rebound this ball. Davis and Bowers are down low. Second free throw is up, and it's good this time for Cotter. 12 points now for Kelsey Cotter. Thayer down by 54-47. Down by 7 with the ball. Davis out front gives it in the corner to Regal. Regal back to Davis, and Davis is going to get fouled. Fouls on number 20 for Bakersfield. That's Luna. That'll be her third unofficially. And a non-shooting foul. So Bakersfield not over the limit, putting Thayer in the bonus yet. Minute 34 to go in the game. Thayer down 7, needing a bucket. Got the ball to Hillis. Hillis in double figures for Thayer tonight. Doesn't take it to the hole, gives out to Davis. Davis lobs it down in the corner to Regal. Backed it out to 3-point line. Her pass deflected, but she gathers it back. Now double team. Got rid of it to Hillis. Hillis looking at Bowers cutting down the baseline, and the pass is stolen by Bakersfield. And now we're going to get a held ball or a foul. I think they're going to call a foul on Riley Davis. Davis had tied up Cotter, and I believe they're going to call her for a foul. No, foul actually is against Bowers. So it doesn't matter, really. Bowers with her second. And actually going to send number 5, Stevens, to the line. I thought it was number 10 had the ball down there battling for it. Anyway, Stevens going to the line. Keely Stevens, 17 points tonight to lead Bakersfield. And the first free throw is up, and it's good. 18-4 from the free throw line, trying to make it number 5. Matter of fact, her last 3 points have all come from the charity stripe. Looking for her 19th point of the afternoon, or the late evening, and it's good. For the late afternoon, early evening. And Bakersfield now up by 8, 56-47. Davis brings the ball in the front court for Thayer. Down to a minute 7 to go. Lady Bobcats got to get in a hurry here. Davis fires a long 3. It's off the back iron. No. Rebound, Sorrell. She gets fouled on the way back up. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Be on number 21, Carly Green, her third. And Riley Joe Sorrell going to the free throw line for Thayer. Riley Joe has not scored in the game tonight. This is a big 2 free throws right here. Down 56-47. Needing these free throws to go in a hole if you're a Thayer Lady Bobcat fan. The first one does not. Hit the right side of the rim, the left, and bounced off. Riley Joe, just a sophomore. This is a very young Thayer Lady Bobcat team. Hillis and Bowers, 2 seniors. Davis, Sorrell, and Regal, all sophomores. Second free throw is no good. Rebound comes down to Bakersfield. Now, how does she fall down with the ball and not get called for a travel? Anyway, Bakersfield controls it. Thayer defensively putting pressure in the backcourt. And Bakersfield breaks it. They got a runner wide open, makes the catch and scores the layup. Sadie Davidson got back behind everybody. Now back to an 11-point lead for Bakersfield. Here's Riley Davis trying to throw one up. No good, but she gets fouled on the drive with 37 seconds left. This one may be all over but the shouting. Davis will go to the free throw line and will shoot 2 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Riley Joe with 24 points on the night. Riley Davis. Thayer with 2 Rileys. That's going to confuse me all year long. First free throw is up and good for Davis. She has 25 in the game, looking for number 26. Makes it a 10-point Bakersfield lead, 58-48. And only the third point, now the fourth point, that Thayer scored in the fourth quarter. Thayer had 45 after 3, and they've only got 49 now. Bakersfield looking inbound the ball. 34 seconds to go in the game. Thayer with backcourt pressure. Bakersfield inbounds it to Stevens. Stevens gives it up. Brings out. Now Bakersfield on the break again. That is Cotter. And now she'll back out. Good play by Cotter. Davidson with it now and gets fouled. Foul on the Lady Bobcats. It's going to be too little, too late here. Thayer down by 9, 24 seconds left. And Bakersfield back to the free throw line. Number 11, Sadie Davidson, has scored 6 points in the game. Looking for number 7 and 8 right here. First one is up. High arching shot, and it's nothing but net. Davidson with 7. Luna and Green with 8 apiece. Good balance scoring for these Lady Lions tonight. I've been impressed. Second free throw is up off the front of the rim. No good. And rebound controlled by Thayer. Davis has got it. Working up the right side with 20 seconds to go. So crossover dribble. They double team her. She gets the ball up to Regal in the corner. Steps to the side. Shoots to three. And it's no good. Rebound Riley Sorrell. Back up and in. Sorrell hits the bucket. Her first of the night. And Coach Denny Young with 9 seconds left calls a quick timeout. 9.6 seconds remaining. Thayer down 8. We'll be back to Bakersfield in 30 seconds. This timeout brought to you by Andrew Ekman of Shelter Insurance in West Plains. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Back at Bakersfield with a Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 8 with 9 seconds left in the game. It'll be Bakersfield ball after the bucket by Riley Jo Sorrell, her first bucket of the night. Now all 5 Thayer Lady Bobcats have scored, led by Riley Davis with 26 in the game. So almost half of the Lady Bobcats' points, well, actually more than half, have come from Riley Davis. Lady Bobcats, I guarantee as they work tomorrow after school and Saturday and probably Sunday too, they're going to work on getting somebody else to score the basketball consistently. Hillis is in double figures with 11, 9 of those in the third quarter. She has not scored in the fourth. Bakersfield inbounds the ball against the full court press. Got to Stevens. Stevens dribbles up away from everybody. Now going to get fouled in the backcourt, which will stop the clock with 4 seconds remaining. And the foul was going to be a two-shot foul as Thayer's over the limit. Bakersfield been in the bonus for a while. And it looks like Regal getting ready to check back in here for the final couple of seconds after the first free throw by Keeley Stevens. Stevens with the shot, and it's good. Stevens with 20 for Bakersfield. And her last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 have all come from the free throw line. Said in the beginning, she's a really good player. Great size, looks to be about 6 foot, handles it, passes it, and can shoot it. Gets another 21 for Stevens. Thayer now with 3 seconds left. Davis fires a three, it's blocked, and that's the ball game. Your final 61-51. The Bakersfield Lady Lions have beaten the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the Lady Bobcats season opener.